If you remember the movie The Sixth Sense, there was a line that became famous in and of itself. In fact, it became epic. And you know it, so say it with me. The line was, "I see dead people." And today, what if I told you I do actually see dead people? I'm being completely serious. This isn't trying to build the intro. I 100% truly see dead people every day. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, thank you for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast with your friends, family, etc. And we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women of rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. So, a parent tells you what you love to hear. A teacher tells you what you have to hear. A politician tells you what you want to hear. A leader tells you what you need to hear. And a Christ follower tells everyone what God wants them to hear in and through the power of Christ. So, when you talk to someone, what is your motivation? I mean, look, we all remember being younger and taking our time to mosey up to that person, and we start to talk to that cute guy or girl. There was a hidden motivation. And maybe talking nicely to the teacher, hoping to influence your grade, or talking very sweetly and kind to your father, hoping to get a nod that you can go to the party or use the car or go on that trip. But how about when you don't know someone, when they're a stranger, and you choose to talk to them? What's your motivation? I saw a TV show about 3-4 years ago, and it was one of those practical joke shows, you know? And there was a mom coming out of a supermarket on her phone, carrying a baby in like a baby carrying basket thingy with 4 or 5 packages. And she's kind of like just distracted. She's pretending to be frazzled. She loads up her groceries and she gets in her car, leaving her child in the carrier on the roof of the car. And then she would start the car and start to pull out of the parking lot. And people would run, yell, scream. I mean, literally jump in front of this car because they had to get this woman's attention. They had to tell her something that was incredibly important. And what was their motivation? To save a life. They didn't know her. They didn't know the baby. They didn't care if it was a nice car or a piece of crap. They didn't run any faster because it was a new Mercedes than if it was a beat-up Oldsmobile. They didn't care if she was white, black, tan, blue, or green. They didn't care if she was trans, bi, tri, or tree. I'm not sure what tree is. That just came out. But they didn't care. They didn't care if she was the same religion, in a cult, an atheist. They just wanted to save a life. Look, there are multiple motivations to share Christ. We get a reward. We're being obedient to Christ. We see others in heaven. We give them eternal life. But ultimately, the person running to the car is thinking only one thing: save a life. And the person running to share Christ is thinking the same thing: save a life. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Yeah, Paul doesn't say the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are lost and are hurting or who don't believe. He uses the word perishing. That word in the Greek means they are on their way to destruction. They will be destroyed. It entails the thought of death is certain. You are dying. You will die. You will be dead. You will be completely and utterly separated from God for the rest of your life. There is a peril. There is an urgency in that word. Hey, we're all wondering what it takes to have courage to tell people about Christ. There are people we see and we wonder, wow, why aren't they embarrassed to share Christ? Why would they share Christ to someone who's obviously anti-Jesus? Why? Why share? What's the motivation? Yeah, and I think we know, right? They see a person ready to die. Listen to Paul's heart here in Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Literally, stop and listen to what Paul is saying and ask yourself if you could ever write these words or ever say these words. He starts out in verse 1, with Christ as my witness. Okay, right away, he's being serious. He's putting God's name down saying, look, as Christ is my witness, I speak with utter truthfulness. This means it's coming from the depths of his heart. It's as pure as you can get. My conscience and the Holy Spirit confirm it. He has doubled down on this, everybody. He's saying, Christ is my witness. I speak with utter truthfulness. And now his conscience and the Holy Spirit confirm it. This has got to be pretty important because it's the only place in Scripture he says this. Verse 2, my heart is filled with bitter sorrow and unending grief. Why? Verse 3, just as important as the first two, for my people, my Jewish brothers and sisters, I would be willing to be forever cursed, cut off from Christ, if that would save them. So understand the setup. Paul is saying, look, I'm going to tell you something from the depths of my soul, from my being, from my gut. And I am not only being so truthful and honest, I'm willing to say that my conscience and the Holy Spirit and God as my witness knows this to be true, that I would give up my own life to see others come to know Jesus. Why is it that Paul was willing to take a beating, to get stoned, to get whipped, to be shipwrecked, to be robbed, to be punched, to be stolen from? And I mean, why you go, and again, not just once, but many times, two and three times, stoned to where he died and then he came back to life. Why would he be willing to do that? Simply put, he was literally consumed with knowing that people are dying. He needs to save lives. What a powerful voice Paul puts to the gospel here. I got to ask myself, am I willing to die so that others may know Jesus? I mean, that's my prayer, but it really goes beyond just a martyr's death. Look, if someone puts a gun to my head and says, deny Jesus, I'm not going to deny him. I would die a martyr. But here, dying literally means dying daily to my fears, my wants, my desires, my excuses. Look, you, listener, you have excuses. And why do you have excuses? Because you don't feel it in your gut that people all around us are dying. They're already dead. They're dead in their sin. They're dead in their trespasses. It's up to us. And knowing it's my job to bring them back to life, that's my prayer. That's my prayer for you today. And that's my prayer for me today, to feel that impending pull of their death. Keep slaying giants.